So I wonder what kind of things went through your mind when you heard that tonight's service was going to be a healing service. Did you feel excited or maybe a bit curious? Maybe skeptical or just a little bit puzzled? Well, the whole question of Christian healing has taken on a whole new dimension for me since the chronic back problem, which has been with me for the last 2 years. I firmly believe that God can heal me, and I have prayed many times over the last couple of years, and I'm still dogged with regular discomfort and pain. And the way that I live today is very different to the way I lived 2 years ago. I cannot do some of the things that I love doing and which have been part of who I am. Now, I'm not saying this so that you can all feel sorry for me, because, you know, I actually don't feel sorry for myself. I'm simply sharing it to say that I come to this whole question of Christian healing from a very personal perspective. Healing was central to the earthly ministry of Jesus and central to the ministry of the early church and of the church throughout all the centuries since. Healing was and is a very tangible sign of the kingdom, of God's kingdom and his just rule breaking into a broken world, pointing us forward to the time when Revelation promises there will be no more death, there'll be no more dying, there'll be no more crying, and there'll be no more pain. Hallelujah. And yet the Christian healing, it raises many questions. It's questions, they're not new to us. All the questions that we might have, they're not new to us in our day. They've been asked by followers of Jesus from the very beginning. Why hasn't God healed me? Does healing depend on my faith? What is the link between sickness and sin? Why does God ignore my prayers? And so on. That passage from James really holds, I think, some of these questions in tension, because it speaks of healing in verses 14 and 15 very clearly. Is anyone sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. James is very matter of fact that those who are ill will find healing through anointing and prayer. But if you notice alongside this, in verses 10 and 11, James also speaks to those whose suffering goes on, that there is blessing there, not just through physical and visible healing of what afflicts them, but blessing found in persevering. Verse 11, as you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. And that reference to Job is really interesting, because Job in the Old Testament, he goes through a long and unrelenting period of personal and physical suffering. And the book of his name offers a powerful exploration of faith, suffering, and the power of God. The book of Job is less about why suffering happens than about how we react to it. It's about a God who welcomes our questions and bears with us as we wrestle with doubt. Job encourages us to be honest and reminds us that much of our human experience and questions about why we suffer, along with those about why some are healed and others are not, remain a mystery. What James seems to be saying is that we can know God's blessing through the kind of healing which is physical, tangible, and through the grace he gives to enable us to persevere in suffering when our outward circumstances do not change. I believe that God can heal my back and I will keep praying. But I also believe that I can know God's blessing in the discomfort and the pain. One of my favourite verses in the Bible is, we've been going through Daniel, and it's Meshach, Abednego, and who's the third one? Shadrach, thank you. I started at the end, didn't I? That's why I went wrong. And they say to King Nebuchadnezzar, got that right, they say that we believe, or something like this, we believe that our God can rescue us. But even if he doesn't, we will not bow to you. Even if he doesn't, we believe, and that's the tension that we hold. We believe, I believe, that God can heal. But I know in those occasions when he doesn't, that I will not bow the knee to another God. And I will be open. We don't dictate to God. We put ourselves before him. We allow him to work in us as he chooses, not as we demand. So James encourages us to come to God expectant of healing. That's very clear from the passage. This is so kind of, you read it and it's so kind of, this is just what you do. If you're sick, you call the elders, they'll come and pray for you, get anointed, you'll be healed. It's every day. He expects that's what happens and that people will find healing. But he holds that alongside the fact that for some whose suffering goes on, that God will give them the grace to persevere and they will find blessing through that perseverance. Just a word, I think, about the role of faith. The role of faith in healing. In tonight's reading from Matthew, it is the centurion that has faith that his servant can be healed. Not, as Matthew records it, the servant themselves. It's the centurion who has the faith. It's clear from the Bible that faith plays its part in healing, but that faith isn't always, or often isn't, held by the person who is healed. It is Jairus and not his daughter who has faith. If you read in Mark 2, it is the friends of the paralyzed man which Jesus praises, and not that of the man himself. Many of those that Jesus heals do not actually profess faith in him. Or like the man with the withered arm in the synagogue, don't even ask for healing. Do you remember that one? Jesus just plucks him out and says, I'm going to heal your arm. The man hadn't actually, he'd come to listen to Jesus, but he didn't actually say, Lord, will you heal me? Yes, faith is part of healing. But that faith can be held by the person themselves, by their friends, their family, by the person praying, or by God alone. Healing this side of eternity will always remain a mystery. The whys, the wherefores, and the why nots will never be satisfactorily answered for us. But what is clear from the New Testament, and from the testimony of Ewan speaking before, and others in this church who've shared something about their story with me or my experience elsewhere, what that tells us is that we should never stop praying for God's healing for ourselves or for others. We should rejoice with those who are healed dramatically and tangibly, for it is a sign of God's kingdom breaking into our world. And we should stand with those who continue to seek God's healing, helping them persevere and know God's blessing in their suffering as it goes on.